One of the biggest misunderstandings is that when people commit sin, they think that there is no way back. And when there is no hope, they repeat their sins. They forgot the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think once. When a disbeliever converts to Islam, his sins are completely removed, like a newborn child. If such a great reward is given to a disbeliever after his belief, then what kind of chance is dedicated for a believer who did commit a sin and now he is regretful? For sure there is a way. There is a chance, and that chance is repentance, a beautiful way of returning to our Lord.
قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.
In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing His mercy that how easy we can return to Him. And repentance is the path by which we can gain the reward of forgiveness. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "O my servants, all of you are devious except those that I have guided them. Ask me for guidance so that I guide you. O my servants, all of you commit sin and I forgive. Ask me for forgiveness so that I forgive you." According to this hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites us to repent.
In another hadith, it is mentioned that Satan told to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "O Lord, I swear by your honor that I will misguide your servants until their souls are in their bodies." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered, "I swear by my honor and my dignity that I forgive them continuously until they seek my forgiveness." Subhanallah, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Not only He invites us towards Himself, rather He loves those servants who repent to Him, as He mentions.
Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin.
Moreover, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps those servants who repent to Him. In a beautiful hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that at a time there was a man who killed 99 persons and was regretful. So he wanted to repent. He went to a monk and said that I have killed 99 persons. Is there a way for repentance? The monk said no. The man killed the monk too. And it was the 100th person that was killed by him. He asked the people for a scholar. They addressed him to a scholar. He went to that scholar and said that I have killed 100 people. Is there a way for me to repent? The scholar said, yes. Who can make barrier between you and your repentance? Go to a town where the people worship Allah and do pray with them. And don't return to this town cause it is a bad place. He decided to go to that town, but on the way he died. The angels didn't know what to do with him. The angels of mercy said he did repent and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the angels of torment said he didn't do any good deed in his life. So they were negotiating. They took another angel as a judge, and the angel said, "Go and measure the distance between him and the two towns. And if he was closer to good town, he is forgiven. And if he was closer to bad town, he would not be forgiven." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the land to get closer to good town. And when the angels measured the distance, they found that he is only one hand size closer to the good town. And he was forgiven. Allahu Akbar. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us when we seek His forgiveness. And not only this, he mentioned in Surah Al-Furqan, verse 70, that he even changes our evil deed to good deeds when we repent and return to him. This is the excellence of repentance. Now, how can we do repent? What are the conditions? There are five conditions. 1. Stopping the sin. Do not keep continuing. 2. Being regretful of all sins that have been done before. 3. decide for not repeating the sin. 4. You must give back the right of a person on whom you did cruelty and ask him to forgive you. 5. Repent before death comes to you. Remember that repentance would be acceptable until you didn't see the angel of death. Some people think that I do this bad deed and then I repent, but be aware that lots of people couldn't find the chance to repent because they died before doing repent.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every single son of Adam is a sinner. Every single son of Adam is a sinner. You cannot be a human being except if you commit sins. If you didn't commit sins, you would be angels. If you did not commit sins, you would not be human anymore. You would become angels. It is the angels who do not commit sins. As for human beings, it is impossible for a human being to reach the level of perfection where he abandons sins. It's not possible. You are human, and humans are bound to err. To err is human, indeed it is true. That's exactly what the Prophet ﷺ said. Every single human being is a sinner. But then what? If we're all sinners, is that it? We're all going to be the same? No. The Prophet ﷺ emphasized, and the best of sinners. Aha, so there is a best. There is a good category. There is levels of sinners. Not all sinners are the same level. The Prophet ﷺ said, the best of them. We are all going to sin. There is a best category. The best of sinners are those who repent. Repentance. Tawbah. This is the solution. This is the exit. This is the means of cleansing the sins that we have committed. There is no other solution, no other exit path except for this path of tawbah. And that is why tawbah is not an option for us. Tawbah is not a voluntary act for us. Tawbah is obligatory and not optional. Tawbah is mandatory upon each and every Muslim, each and every human being. Tawbah is something that we are required to do. It is not an option. When we know we are all sinners, when we know that every one of us is going to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only way out of this is to cleanse ourselves through the cleansing of repentance. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to repent. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا
إِلَهِ وَخَلَّقِي إِلَهِ وَخَلَّقِي وَحِلَّ